Blog Talk Radio.
This is Power Talk with great music. Black power, music, bios, fun, competitions, etc. It's going on, y'all. This is your boy, Jimmy Spice Curry. And my co-host, Crazy Psycho, maybe him, maybe not, you never know. That's why the person's called Crazy Psycho. Hey, figure it out. Listen, this show is fast-paced, rapid-fire music, interviews, bios, chat, tips, even talent competitions, and a little bit of news to keep you informed, you know, with what's going down. So again, it's Power Talk with great music. It's Black Power, music, bios, fun competitions. Keep that dial locked, y'all. Keep listening. We will be right back, baby.
Oh, I'm so steady.
I pull up. Like, how you pull up, baby? How you pull up? How you pull up? I pull up.
Step in the kitchen.
Let's go. Brand new Lamborghini, fuck a cop car. With a pistol on my hip like I'm a cop.
Yeah.
Have you ever met a real nigga rock star? This ain't no guitar, it's just a clock. My Glock told me to promise you gon' squeeze me. It's safe to say I earned it, ain't a nigga gave me nothing. I'm ready to hop out on a nigga, get the bus. Know you heard me say you play, you late, don't make me push the butt. Full of pain, dropped enough tears to fill up a fucking bucket.
Going for buggers, I bought a chopper. I got a big drum and hold a hundred. Going for nothing, I'm ready to air it out on all these niggas. I can see I'm running. She talked to my mom, she hit me on FaceTime. Check up on me and my brother. I'm really the baby, she know that the youngest son was always guaranteed to get the money.
Okay, let's go.
She know that the baby boy was always guaranteed to get the loot. She know what I do, she know if I run from a nigga, I'ma pull it out, shoot. PTSD, I'm always waking up a cold stress like I got the flu. She saw me kill a nigga in front of her before the age of two. And I'd kill another nigga too. Why let another nigga do something to you? As long as you know that, don't let nobody tell you different, daddy love you.
Let's go. Brand new Lamborghini, fuck a cop car. With a pistol on my hip like I'm a cop. Have you ever met a real nigga rock star? This ain't no guitar, it's just a clock. My Glock told me to promise you gon' squeeze me.
Keep a Glockin' when I ran in the Suburban. The codeine had a young nigga swerving. I got the mop, watch me watch him like detergent. And I'm ballin', that's why it's diamonds on my jersey. Slide on outside and flip the block back, yeah, yeah. My junior popped him and left him lopsided, yeah, yeah. We spin his block, got the rebound in his ramen. For me one time, you can't cross me again. 1200 horsepower, I get lost in the wind. If he talking on it, y'all depend, dolls will take a chin. Maybach SUV for my refugee. 5 blocks in the hood, put money in the street. I was solo and the ops caught me at the gas station. Had it on me 30,000, thought it was my last day. But they ain't even want no smoke. If I had to choose it, murder would she roll?
I'm that bitch. Been that bitch, still that bitch. Will forever be that bitch.
Forever be that bitch.
Yeah, I'm the hood Mona Lisa, break a nigga into pieces. Had to X some cheesy niggas out my circle like a pizza. I'm way too exclusive, I don't shop on Insta boutiques. All them little ass clothes only fit fake booties. Bad bitch, still talking cash shit. Pussy like water, I'm a mother and relaxing. I would never trip on a nigga if I had him. Bitch, that's my trash, you the maid, so you bagged him. I'm a savage, yeah. Classy, bougie, ratchet, yeah. Sassy, moody, hey, nasty, hey, yeah. But your edge up all I'm showing. I keep my nigga private, so it's AP all I'm showing. Beefing with you bitches really getting kind of boring. If it ain't about the money, then you know I'm gonna ignore it. I'm the shit. I need a mop to clean the floors. Too much drip. I keep a knot, I keep a watch, I keep a whip. Let's play a game. Simon says I'm still that bitch. Ay, I'm still that bitch. Yeah, I'm a savage. Yeah, classy, bougie, ratchet. Yeah, sassy, moody, nasty. Yeah, acting stupid. What's happening? Bitch, I'm a savage, yeah. Classy, bougie, ratchet, yeah. Sassy, moody, nasty, yeah. Hacking,
Scoopy, what was happening? Bitch, what was happening? Bitch, I'm lit like a match, ooh. Hey, any nigga on the head is still attached, ooh. That body right, but you know this pussy fat, ooh. I drop a picture, now these bitches still attached, ayy. Don't let that nigga catch you up and get you flat, I make a call and get a pussy nigga smack, This bitch is time I pull it up, well, where you at, ooh. I'm in a lamb, bitch, kiss me if you can, ooh. I'm kicking bitches, I think five Sally Chan,
You're now listening to an official Oh So City mix.
Bitches calling my phone like I'm locked up nonstop. From the plane to the fucking helicopter, yeah. Cops pulling up like I'm giving drugs, nah. I'm a pop star, not a doctor. Bitches calling my phone like I'm locked up nonstop. From the plane to the fucking helicopter, yeah. Cops pulling up like I'm giving drugs, nah. I'm a pop star, not a doctor. Ayy, shorty with the long text, I don't talk, ayy. Shorty with the long legs, she don't walk, ayy. Yeah, last year I kept it on the tuck, ayy. 2020, I came to fuck it up, yeah. I want a long life, a legendary one. I want a quick death, and an easy one. I want a pretty girl, and an honest one. I want this drink, and another one, yeah. And I'm troublesome, yeah. I'm a pop star, but this shit ain't bubblegum, yeah. You would probably think my manager is Scooter Braun, yeah. But my manager with 20 hoes and Budokan, yeah. Ayy, look, Ariana, Selena, my visa. It can take as many charges as it needs to, my girl. That shit platinum just like all of my releases, my girl. Niggas come for me, I tear them all to pieces, my girl. I'ma show your sexy ass what relief is, my girl. Please don't take no shit that's about to have you geeking. And I'm not driving nothing that I gotta stick the keys in. Wonder how I got this way, I swear I got the bitches calling my phone like I'm locked up nonstop. From the plane to the fucking helicopter, yo. Cops pulling up like I'm giving drugs, nah. I'm a pop star, not a doctor. Bitches calling my phone like I'm locked up nonstop. From the plane to the fucking helicopter, yeah. Cops pulling up like I'm giving drugs, nah. I'm a pop star, not a doctor.
Everybody think you shy, but I know you a freak, little bitch. City, I love when you mix, Daddy. Don't stop. Oh, so don't stop.
You wanna see some ass? I'll wiggle it, wiggle it, wiggle it. You gotta finish it, finish fizz behind. Brown bag, take a bottom and a top down. Bad bitch looking for a rich ass nigga. I'ma pull up to the club with that big bag, nigga. We ain't really with that chit chat, nigga. I'ma break her off like a Kit Kat, nigga. Boss on the pimp, I'm a Big Mac, nigga.
I'ma bounce this ass for a rich ass nigga. I'ma get a bag, old cold ass nigga. You can't fuck with me if you ain't got that cash. You wanna see some ass? I'll wiggle it, wiggle it, wiggle it. You gotta spin it, shit. Trying to tell me how to live. Fuck that hoes hate under my pictures on the gram. Yeah. Bitch, you better hope I never run across a man. In the mall with him, I'ma have a ball with him. Somebody call Rihanna, I'ma buy some draws with him. He fucking with the staying cause he in the wild women. Put them legs on his head, now he loves tall women. You'll never catch me calling these niggas daddy. I ain't lying by my nut just to make a nigga happy. Lifestyle when a nigga can't fit a magnum. It never happened if the dick wasn't snapping. I'm a hot girl, I do hot shit. Finish income on my outfit. Cause I ain't thirsty. These bitches mad, mad. They wanna hurt me. I'm a hot girl. I do hot shit. I do finish income on my outfit. I don't take quick. Cause I ain't thirsty. These bitches mad, mad. They wanna hurt me. Any rumor about me, let me bet it. I'm an open book and your man probably read it. Look at my IP and these hoes still pathetic. Real bitches back when I check my protector. Yeah, they call me Patty Cake cause the way that ass shake. I'ma make them eat me off while I'm watching anime. Pussy like a wild fox looking for a soft steak. One night with them, make them lose it like a farm steak. Two watches, yeah, call me two timing. Skin like gold and my teeth like diamonds. Like top girl, Chain Elliott, got me shining. They tried to knock me off but a bitch still grinding. I'm a hot girl. I do hot shit. Finish income on my outfit. I don't take quick, cause I ain't thirsty. These bitches mad, mad, they wanna hurt me. I'm a hot girl, I do hot shit. I do finish income on my outfit. I don't take quick, cause I ain't thirsty. These bitches mad, mad, they wanna hurt me. I'm a
from the front, from the side, from the back, man, that bitch gold. Piggy ring, nice watch on my neck, man, that bitch gold. Caught a brick, have a brick, bust it down, sell that bitch home. Whip it up, bag it up, send it out, man, that bitch gold. From the front, from the side, from the back, man, that bitch gold. Piggy ring, nice watch on my neck, man, that bitch gold. Have a brick, bust it down, sell that bitch home. Whip it up, bag it up, send it out, man, that bitch home.
Fuck me like you love me. Keep it a set, this bitch wavy. Talking to me like she paid the rent, this bitch crazy. Slapped on my pippin', I'm usually like, bitch, pay me. You can go get another, that another nigga ain't me. Out in Miami, I'm getting jaded. Pussy can get no wetter than this, is no debating. Killing that pussy, I had to get it cremated. Was celebrating in it like my nigga, we made it. I know she faded, so I'm digging deep, all in that pussy, talking deeper than any nigga she dated. And I got a four and a dash, if I go on the stash, I cop a bag for my motherfucking baby. And I got two French bitches with me like a Montana. I love a bitch back that come with a arc in it. I fuck a white skin, light skin, dark skin. I put a twist in that bitch like I was boss spinning.
From the front, from the side, from the back, man, that bitch gold. Piggy ring, nice watch on my neck, man, that bitch gold. Have a brick, bust it down, sell that bitch whole. Whip it up, bag it up, send it out, man, that bitch old. Bitch old. From the front, from the side, from the back, man, that bitch gold. Piggy ring, nice watch on my neck, man, that bitch gold. Caught a brick, have a brick, bust it down, sell that bitch whole. Whip it up, bag it up, send it out, man, that bitch old.
I might just hit it for a whole, that's all my element. I like dark skin, love a melanin, huh, Christian Louboutin. When I'm stepping in, throw these bottles up his dude till I'm cinnamon. I had the Lambo, switch to the Rory. I'm a gangster, but I like to party. Pop a perky, go retarded. I'm a Brooklyn nigga, I'm cold hearted. That's why I like the back, yeah, like Riri. Every time she see me, she wanna eat me. I saw like Justin Bieber, please believe me. I said, wow, I'm on the TV. I can't fuck with broke bitches, they be creepy. She be acting up, she always tryna leave me. But she a bad girl, and she freaky. I have her hanging off the wall like she mean me. I never hit a bitch more than once, they be leeches. But her pussy good, it tastes like peaches. But she can have it, I don't need it. I'd rather have my money green like kiwi.
I don't talk to niggas, cause they be capping. Disrespect me, and see what happened. I don't make a call for war, start snapping. My brother's blasting, all the ops mad that I laughed him. He said we're stacking, nothing but my money. Remember my pockets flat, now they chunky. I ain't a pretty boy, but I ain't ugly. And I'll take your bitch in a second. If she a real one, then I'll protect it. Traded the AP, told my jeweler protect it. And it's all BVS and flower setting. I might just hit it raw, hold on, that's not my element. I like dark skin, love a melanin. Huh, Christian Louboutin, when I'm stepping in. 30 bottles of Zoom till I'm cinnamon. I had the Lambo, switch to the Rory. I'm a gangster, but I like to party. Pop a perky, go retarded. I'm a Brooklyn nigga, I'm cold hearted.
I'm not filling up, baby, I let him gas me.
Her ass fatter than fat, and she got good throw. Sit that cat on my lap, I give it good strokes. I might have to fly out to Mykonos, or maybe to Japan so I can hit her like a Michiro. She knows what the fuck is up, I don't gotta dumb it down. Tatted like Rihanna, pussy singing like it's running town. I love her, she's a freak. I promise if I could, I fuck her 7 days a week. Face from the Middle East, ass from the West Indies. Sucking the soul up out of my body, rest in peace. Head got me wobbling, she know I got cameras. She said we should vlog it, I know she got stamina. She said start jogging.
Like the way she works. Puts me first, ayy. And I know I've been around, but I swear you got the best on earth. Yeah, 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 yeah.
I got drip on the floor and it's getting nasty. He ain't keeping his hands up off my ass cheeks. I got something to give him, and if he asks me, I'm not filling up, baby, I let him gas me. Light me up, light me up, light me up. I done seen the whole world and they knowing that hot as us. Bankroll, dankroll, they ain't really as loud as us. I be hoping that it's love, but it really just be the lust. Anything for a rush now. It's been eyes on a touchdown. It's a cold world, get a bust down. How you get my mind before my body and my trust now? He said life is too short and he think that we should fuck now. I think I'm finna break him, it's gonna be quick. You know I ride that dick till I get seasick. Wavy little bitch to talk that e-shit. Nasty, but don't put nothing past me. Now I got the pussy and the power if you ask me.
Like the way she works. Always puts me first, yeah. And I know I've been around, but I swear you got the best on earth.
Oi, amigo, daquele que tu sabe, bonjour, salut, ça va très bien, comment vas-tu? Yo, what's good, baby? Yo, if you made it to the end of the mix, thank you all so much for tuning into my hip-hop mix. Please give this video a big thumbs up and join the family. Hit that subscribe button. Beautiful people, this week we're coming with those hip-hop vibes, you know what I'm saying? Get a little ratchet, sassy, movie rat. Okay. Coming with those hip-hop ratchet vibes this week for you, all the 2020 hip-hop bangers, all for you. What makes you know what I'm saying? If you're not already, make sure you follow me on Instagram.
Hey, you in the mix? One of the dopest
This is a DJ Noize mixtape presentation. This is a DJ Noize mixtape presentation.
Don't never stop if you wanna be on top. Yeah.
No, they fat ass bitch tap in. Tap, tap, tap in. Diamonds dancing on your neck, nigga, tap in. Tap, tap, tap.
Dale a tu cuerpo alegría Macarena, que tu cuerpo es pa' darle alegría y cosa buena. Dale a tu cuerpo alegría Macarena, hey Macarena.
Ay, Macarena, Macarena, Macarena. Ay, put the chopper on and turn him to a sprinter. Just on my dick, so let him give me 1 minute. Ay, Macarena. Ay, Macarena, Macarena, Macarena. Put the chopper on and turn him to a sprinter. Just on my dick, tell him give me 1 minute. Ay, Macarena. Ay, Macarena, Macarena, Macarena. Just on my stick, but my name ain't Harry Potter. Nope. She lick it up, make it disappear like Tata. Wow. She asked for some dollars, not a get, getting out of.
Nothing.
And I'm in this bitch for my click. Why?
Click.
I'ma throw 20 racks on the block. Three phones on my lap, world on my back. She gon' be tapped in if a nigga tap.
Tapping.
Look like someone that I used to know.
Used to.
Undefeated with the bitches, I'm invincible. Diamond said invisible. Guy ain't been a Jew. Want me to be miserable, but I can never miss him. Hey, Macarena, Macarena, Macarena. Put the chopper on and turn him to a sprinter. Just on my dick, tell him give me 1 minute. Hey, Macarena. Hey, Macarena, Macarena, Macarena. Put the chopper on and turn him to a sprinter. Just on my dick, tell him give me 1 minute. Hey, Macarena. I find a spot, then I post up.
wanna know if I'm single, tell her yes sir. And I see you dance on the gram, tell her shake some. I ain't even gon' lie, I'ma eat the choncha. And I like it when she got the toes out. Get you right down, now you glowed out. Got a new, took a new route. She a rock star, that's no doubt. I'm the fire to the flame, don't be burning me out. I'm the nigga that she told you not to worry about. Why you think she in a rush when she leaving the house? I'ma sip, I'ma clip, I'ma dip, then I'm out. Hey, my cutie, put the chopper on and turn him to a sprinter. Just on my dick, tell him give me 1 minute. Hey, my cutie,
who I'm going this week. Yeah, man, move weight like tone. Hurt tripping, so I'm bringing all the home. Bands up, yeah, my pocket so thick. Cash, and I got a good credit score. Crack it, where you from? Move something. Them talk, but they never do nothing.
What's up?
Hey, cause they thought that I was dumb.
Nah,
platinum back to back, mother, I'm the one.
Yeah.
Big shot, Mr. Big Shot. Mr. Big Shot, Mr. Big Shot. Got OG, got Ziploc, got Rollie. Big shot, Mr. Big Shot, Mr. Big Shot, Mr. Big Shot, got OG, got Ziploc, got Rollie, no TikTok. Pull up, like who that?
That
outfit trip, might slip, move back. I'm a block boy, you can tell by the scar. Call you Blockbuster, cause you renting your car. See with, oh no, not me. Give me that hat, oh, top me.
Wow.
Tip no less than 100 when I eat. Don't snap, show the R in my seats,
yeah.
Big check, don't show no sweat. One hit, wonder, I ain't fell off yet. Payment? Nah, I'm rich. C-O-D-S-L-E-T. Big shot, Mr. Big Shot. Mr. Big Shot, Mr. Big Shot. Got OG, got Ziploc, got Rollie, no TikTok. Big shot, Mr. Big Shot. Mr. Big Shot, Mr. Big Shot. Got OG, got Ziploc, got Rollie.
On high, anybody violating in a vehicle on die. We don't
original, so bring me your time. And let's get wild. Baby, if you are down.
Ladies love Snoopy D. Go Dub. I rock to get enough, you got to give it up. I'm here to play, enjoy your day. Hey, you're like Faye Dunaway. I need one a day, never run away. What your mama and your daddy gonna say when they find out I'm out and about? You and me and you, you and me. We can go anywhere that you wanna be. Watching you, watching me. Watch this now, rock, rock with me. Uno, you know, Addis, the baddest. And Big Snoop Dogg is the ruler. A schooler, teacher, give her everything just to reach her. To each his own. Your smile, your swag, your features, your badge of the bone. Nephew, sing this song.
Dive on it, if you wanna ride on it. So baby, nine won't be enough to roll without you know. So bring me your dive. In the moment, this girl that butt, I own it. She that ride or die, sexy lady. Freak in the seats, no ifs, ands, or maybes. We go hard, the meanest cars. Switching lanes, the streets is ours. Apple up my eye, all I need for sure. I'm Mac and protect, genius
yeah, boss. Yeah, yeah. They don't understand the team we are, babe. Never slipping, yeah, we kicking it all day. We rock nation, better call Jay. Prep for mayhem, get you all safe. We don't parlay with these frauds. What you wanna say, we killin' them broad day. Real quick, all brave. 0 to 100, cruising on sunset.
I guess I'm not a dime because I was slow. Creative Vision, sing your music again, bro, because I don't use that Google sign-in crap, bro. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. I got to go real quick. Give me a second. Man, I did not expect the music to stop like that. DJ, play me a beat. Mac drummer, what can I do? Oh, shit. You can't have no dead air. Here we go. So what happened? A funny thing happened on the way to Broadway. Here we go.
Yeah. The OG call. Y'all already know what it is.
Go.
Haters selling niggas, I'm a problem. Slossing in these streets like I got them. 10-17's what the time is. Cause the streets always watch. OG Mac drama. OG Mac drama. OG Mac drama. OG Mac drama. Freezing going off the rock to planet. Holding my crotch cause I'm manish. Any fuck niggas they can't vanish.
You know.
Damn my nigga Weezy had a kilo.
Kilo.
Damn I gotta call my amigo. Carolina to San Diego. Dope so potent make your reload.
Click, click.
Just for my grips and my honor.
Nicholson
Garden with my bonus. White Coast nigga eats like hustle. Pound sipping in and out of towner. Niggas round me bigger itching. Pay the right mind, nigga missing. Naked bitches missing in their kitchen. Bitch call me down cause I'm bitchin'. Haters selling niggas, I'm a problem. Slossin' in these streets like I got them. 10-17's what the time is. Cause the streets always watch. OG Mac drama. OG Mac drama. OG Mac drama. OG Mac drama.
Drama.
Gettin' to the wall like I'm Gucci. 10-17 a nigga Gucci. Shout out to my nigga Throwback.
Your nigga pay to zoom with.
Triple
L. Message to my jackets and my robbers.
Robbers.
I can see you niggas from my blockers.
Blocker.
Riding through your city like a shotter. Thinking like a goon in a goblin.
Come on.
Too legit like I'm Hammer.
Hammer.
Dip set nigga like I'm Camera. Hustle game nigga, yeah, hands on.
Hands on.
Money, power, respect is what I stand on.
Say.
Real nigga recognize real.
That's real.
Ain't even on the same hill. R.I.P. to PC.
Cause
you niggas know what it is.
Yes,
haters telling niggas I'm a problem. Flossing in these streets like I got them. 10-17 is what the time is. Cause the streets always watch. OG Mac Drama. OG Mac Drama. OG Mac Drama. OG Mac Drama. What up?
Good world, live and direct from Staten Island, New York. It's the one and only KRT, also known as Critical. And right now you're tuned in to my brother, the real Lucius Lyon, OG Mac Drama.
Yo, it's your boy DJ Devo, coming out of the UK, Taylor B Entertainment. You're riding with my man Mac Drama, Power Talk with OG, keep it locked.
What up, it's Dante Bacote, you're now listening to Power Talk with OG. Listen to what he has to say.
Calico Jones, checking in, BML Switch Gang. Switch Gang ambassador, wrist like Alaska driveway, full of wisdom, I'm the slave master. And this is the exclusive Power Talk, OG Mac Drummer, Young Banks, Nicole J. You already know, man, we about to take over, man. Stay tuned, pay attention. Switch!
Yo, this is Ann Jules.
And to Earthling J.
And we are
Ageless Angels.
You know what's up.
Yeah, that's right.
What's poppin'? That's right. You're listening to
the one and only Power Talk
with OG Mac Drama, Top Star Hip Hop Radio.
This your boy Josh from YNC. You fucking with my partner, OG Mac Drama, Brick Squad Mafia Gang.
Yo, this is Kevin Anthony. You're tuned in to the hottest show, Power Talk, so keep it locked right here.
This is OG Mad Ronald. You're listening to the number one podcast for the truth. Top Star Hip Hop Radio, Power Talk with OG Mac Drama.
Yo, what it is, it's your boy Jada Breeze. You tuned into the OG Mac Power Talk Show. Pay attention.
Yeah, it's your boy Young Suave checking in from the Mile High Club. You are now tuning in to Top Star Hip Hop Radio. Let's get it. Salute to OG Mac Drama, 1017 Squad.
What's good, it's your boy Trio Trey, representing Vicksburg, Mississippi. Y'all go get my single, Sentiment, in stores and all platforms. And you tune in to Power Talk with the OG Mac Drummer, you feel?
Greeting planet Earth, no need to worry. It's a hot boom maker, Jimmy Spice Curry. Phone your posse and tell your mama, this is
Power Talk
with OG Mac Drummer.
I guess I'm back. No, I didn't say I'm black. I said I'm back. I'm back and I'm proud. Step away. It's my crowd. Here we go. OG Mac Drama, Brick Squad Mafia. Southwest. The best. Waka Flocka Flame. Big Gap Funky again last night. So I did a drive-by in broad daylight. I'm all two together with the C-Mass down. Hop out the cut, let loose on some clowns. Boom, boom, bam, my name is Mac Drama. I might hit the nigga or I might hit his mama. But the bitch couldn't help, she was hitting the dirt. Fucked up her hip and ripped her skirt. Ain't seen it, looting, gone. Tweet, dank, high. Here comes the popo, damn! Fucked up my whole little program. Now I got a smart sim ski skirt. Hit a couple corners, that'll work. Turn out the lights, got the car, y'all, you can't ditch this. Pyro blood, wrist squad, what you vicious.
Big up to Be Legit. That's where I get my lyrics from. He never quit. Big up to the Bay. I'm from the 206. Seattle, Washington is in the mix. Whisper Mafia Southwest. Shout out to all my homies. Double A. 1017. Kelzo, what it do?
Next Level DJs.
You feel me? You feel me? Next Level DJs. By the way, Next Level DJs are part of a big tour. And I'll be involved. I'll let y'all know in a minute.
What's up, world? It's your girl, Bay Bay, and you are now tuned in to Power Talk with OG Mac Drama, bringing you that indie fire. Drop that, baby.
What's good, world? Live and direct from Staten Island, New York. It's the one and only KRT, also known as...
This is OG Mad Ronald. You're listening to...
I played that already. Pre-Mad Ronald. I have to play this.
Top Star Hip Hop Radio Power Talk with OG Mac Drama.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. I'm going to shout out Pressure Promos, Octavius Miller, for presenting the one of the liveliest... They're live... West Coast Hip Hop Awards. It was the 16th annual West Coast Hip Hop Awards in Seattle. Second time they had it in Seattle. Like right before the pandemic, they had it there, and I was there, and I was presented the West Coast Music Mogul of the Year Award. And this year, guess what, folks? I got the OG of the Year Award. They don't just give people music; they give people for some of their attributes and what they're doing. Y'all know I'm an OG, not from the gang banging bullshit, but because of my leadership. You dig? Oh, that rhymes. Anyway, first I want to welcome my partners, Prophesied, one of the 1017 Brisquad Southwest coldest producer. Also in the building, we have none other than Maddie M. Happy belated birthday again. And we got the lovely young lady, Shells. And I got two of my artists stepping in the building, Kush Crinkle and Main Production, or the Main Product. Damn, I'm brain free. She's going to beat my butt. Anyway, I'm sorry. And I got an artist who been signed for me, but y'all really haven't heard from him because he's fighting a case. Y'all know what, when y'all facing legal drama, I can't push you because, you know, you might be gone forever. Good news. He beat his case and his contract expired today, but he told me he's going to renew it. So we got Young Steen in the building out of Houston, Texas. And also we got some featured guests in the building at P-Funk the Disciple. What a name, what a name. I like the P-Funk. And we got Creative Visions. We're about to interview him, but, you know, the show dragged last week. And, again, shout out for Seattle, Washington, for the West Coast Hip Hop Awards and for the air show with the Blue Angels. If y'all go to my Instagram, I gave you a little teaser, at MacDrama1017. And the hydroplane races, and rest in peace to Mrs. Gerber, Gerber Baby Food. A lot of y'all know this. I grew up next to that lady in the Leschi district of the CD, and she used to be my babysitter, okay? And I was a rough one because I had a problem doing number two. And we were one of four families which were not Hasidic Jew, because that's a big Hasidic neighborhood. And not like the ones in Brooklyn. These guys are pretty, they're prosperous, and that. You know, they don't shun everybody. Not saying the ones in Brooklyn. You have the right to be all young, but y'all are some weirdo shit. Anyway, and I got a Jewish daughter, so I can say that. So love you, Samantha. Thinking with, I'm going to shout out Sita. It's her birthday today. And girl, if you ever send me a naked picture like that again, I'm going to end this show. And we about to be like rabbits. Damn, girl, you know I got to work. And who else I want to shout out? I'm going to shout out your mom and my mom. Let's bring on my co-host. Where's Maddie? What up, Maddie?
Yeah, what's good? What's good? What's good?
All right. Let me bring on Prophet. Prophet, you there?
Yeah, that.
Prophet's
out. What up?
What up,
Prophet? I'm in.
And let me bring on Shelly. Never presses one. She's some prima donna. I got to look for her. Shelly, even you know when you press one, your hand raised. So, folks, if you want to talk to us, press one or sit back and chill. And some people called me and said they can't get on. Folks, the live stream only, let's be about 100 live listeners. And once they dial in, y'all got to just hit that link. The beautiful thing is most people listen to the show after it airs, because after we air, it just goes off into the atmosphere. And this is our 14th season, like a millionth episode. And I don't know any other podcast that could say they've been on for 14 seasons. I started podcasting in 2010. And for those who don't like the format of our show, we already have over 4.4 million all-time listeners. So eat a dick. And this year we got over 400,000 and counting, including y'all listening in today. And those hanging up, eat a dick. Anyway, let me bring on Shelly. Hey, Shelly. Shelly's in Utah. What's up, baby girl?
Hey, how are you doing, MD?
I'm doing great, baby. Oh, I got to shout out DJ Lady King Jane. She's a power. She don't DJ no more. She's like a mover and a shaker. And she has me in her bio. When I started this podcast back in 2009, and she was one of my co-hosts. That was called Royalties Radio back then. And I went to her site and I saw me in the bio. Thank you, baby girl. I appreciate you. In case y'all want to know who she is, if you go to my Instagram, when I went to the funeral for my big homie and my mentor, T. Rogers, is that beautiful young lady. That's her. She lives in the City of Angels. Yankee, I see you in the building. We got the lovely Yankee in the building. Por favor, si quieres que hablar con nosotros, llama 347-633-9588 a primo número uno, y aquí estoy. Okay? Si no, que mama huevo. Anyway, I had to start out for the Spanish people. I'm lit. I went out. I had a date last night, right? And why did she get all freaky with me and then walk away? I hate when y'all women do that. Don't turn up the fire if you're going to put it out. You know what I mean? I was ready to boom, boom. I mean, I was ready to get in a parking lot. You know what I mean? Because, you know, she's
right.
Leaving. She had to get to her car. And then she kissed me. And y'all know I'm a passionate man. And I melt. You know what I mean? Because a lot of women I mess around, they don't end up kissing. They just into, you know, whatever. Hit it and quit it. Women are like that, but she just like grabbed me and like, bam, she took control. Anyway, Kayla, I know you're listening. And Ray, I'm sorry. I know you messed with her, but you know, you ain't tired to know women. So it ain't like I'm stepping on your toes. Anyway, Maddie, what's up? Maddie.
You talking to me?
Yes.
Yeah,
I'm realizing the whole damn conversation.
Hey, Maddie.
Hey, what's up, girl? What's up, everyone?
How are you?
Yo, it's the only fuck. I don't know who Ray is, man, but I'm sure he doesn't appreciate any of that shit right now.
No, yeah, he don't care. Like, man, we have competition on women, man. I live in a condo, and he takes all the women. That boy, and he don't look as great to me, but he get a better body. You know what I mean? I got that millionaire stomach. He got that six pack. I don't get that anymore. And the women like that.
All right.
At least the women I've been on.
All right.
What I was gonna say, Maddie. So I heard you went to a concert in the woods. How was it?
Oh shit, homie! I've been to a bunch, man. Yo, you guys ever seen that movie, The Beach?
Somebody move your phone. I hear Lil Rascal.
Yeah,
in the background.
Shut the fuck up. Anyways, you ever seen that movie, The Beach, with Leonardo DiCaprio? When it's like a utopia, right? It's everything good until someone gets bit by a shark. You know what I'm saying? That's what, like, these music festivals
and you're
I've been
shark,
around.
Right? I'm
seriously looking around like, yo, I'm talking to my boys. I'm like, yo, is this a cult, man? Like, this has got to be a cult. But everyone was happy as shit. And you know me.
Were they all multi-millionaires like you? Or were they poor people?
No, they didn't know what to do with me, man. I just kind of like, no, but for real, like, I was seriously like, no, but it was good times. People had good fun. Like, nobody was fighting. Like, it wasn't a hip-hop show.
You sound good, because before you sounded exhausted. Didn't he sound tired before, Shelly, before he went on vacation for his birthday?
Yes. Yes, I had to mute because
sound
I got
good,
a whole bunch of kids on the run. But, yeah.
I forget. You're in Utah. How many kids they got up in the household?
JB's got 13 kids.
Damn. By the same woman?
No.
Well, I guess they damn. Woman was, huh?
How many kids you got, OG?
I got 21, yeah,
okay,
baby.
Okay, well, then you have nowhere to like even say anything.
Listen, I will never put that much pressure on no woman's vagina.
You got, damn.
But, you know, my grandmother was like the 19th out of 23, same mom, same dad. I know my grandma's pussy must have hurt.
Damn. Nobody wants to hear about that. Hashtag eat his dick for me, huh?
Hey, Prophet. Yo, I want to talk to Prophet for a sec. I heard,
Prophet,
and you,
what's
and OG. You talked to Scatter, right, the other day? So, Prophet?
Yes, I did. I did.
Okay. Okay.
She's
well,
asking me where she
want
to
so
move
got,
to. She might move to Seattle.
Yeah,
I said,
no,
come
she's going to Tampa, man. She's already there.
Ain't
she
no,
took the flight last night.
No music
anyways,
in Tampa. That's lame.
I don't know, but Prophet, anything that you said to her, you got to come through me first, right? And then, yeah, but she seems excited. She talked to you, and you too, OG. So, but anything that goes through her goes through
I
me,
just
right?
I want to beat that kitty up. She you know, all she's right, broke
look,
up with the dude.
Okay.
And she ain't trying to give me nothing. Man, she's so sexy.
OG, I'm kind of talking to Prophet right now. Prophet, let me know if I can help you out. Because, yeah. No, man.
I had already sent her like two tracks. So she got two banging tracks.
No, she cool, man. Like, I've been with her for, I don't know, 10 years now. I mean, OG introduced
me. Yeah, she cool, Prophet. Even though she ain't give me no ass,
yeah,
but she real cool.
Yeah.
Hey, she got some bad
Prophet.
I promise you that.
He's fine as fuck.
In terms of beats, though?
Oh, my God. I think about it, I get turned on.
Yo, OG.
I'm
around
today, y'all, because this woman is turning me on.
Prophet, any
you
in any
with
terms
me
of beef,
and give me no ass.
Have,
shut up.
Let me know, okay?
You hold out.
What? Let me know, Prophet. Let me know if anything you have.
Hey,
Shelby,
what
now?
I'm
going to
be
done. I'd appreciate that.
Watch.
Yeah,
I got
you. Keep telling me.
All right, thanks. Jesus, OG, fuck. I remember that one meeting, man. We were just next to your house, dude. Yeah. So anyway, she found with my eyes. I think your OG pushes it a little too hard once in a while, man. For real.
Maddie. When I met Maddie living in Vegas, he had about 20 females in his place, half of them walking around naked. You talk about me? Shut up. He lived like Lou, what's her name? Hugh Hefner. Maddie done slowed down. He got married three times. I'm going to revoke your player's
yeah.
card.
Yeah, but I've divorced three times too, so shit.
Yeah.
You live, you love.
Hey, Creative Vision, I need you to resend your music, bro, because it's asking me for permission to go on. Like, why don't y'all just attach the MP3 to your music, to your, what you call that, to your email, send it. Don't send me no WAV files, they're too big.
Hey, listen, OG,
I cannot upload anything over 100. Megabytes, what are they calling? What'd you say, baby?
When you're ready for JP to come on, I'm going to have him call in on his phone.
Okay. And where's
like, I'm here with him.
Where's P-Funk?
Huh? Yeah, I'll go get him. That's what I'm talking about. P-Funk. P-Funk, the Last Disciple, 74, Breadhead
Movement. He should be listening. I'm going to be playing his music. Shit.
But he is listening with me.
Oh, okay. Well, I got to go get him.
Well, like, I'm
going to
put him on the phone, on his own phone.
This,
I'm going to go get him right now.
If you get his phone, it'll echo.
Yeah, just
and Shelly, when are you ready to start doing your own podcast? You said you want to do it. I got all them days. I'm only doing Thursdays. I'm too busy. We used to do every day of the week.
Listen,
anybody that wants
to
do a podcast, call at me. I pay for all this damn, what they call it, broadband, radio waves. 5G.
Yeah, you calling in? All right, he's calling in. He's a Utah number. You got to hit one or something.
Yeah, well, something that you never do, partner.
I'm not.
Hey, Prophet, you got some beats ready? Prophet.
Hell yeah, they're ready to knock. I promise you, I got some super bang. Hey, and then your catalog gonna piss everybody off, but that's what it's supposed to do.
You know, I like hearing that because, you know, during the pandemic, I basically I hate having a whole bunch of artists. And someone said, you still got artists, Mac Drum? I say, yeah, but they ain't about their life. So they all on the show. The only active artist I have, Young Steen. Look, Young Steen, Batman Day, and even 1017 Box of Chocolate Band, they fell apart.
Yeah.
And we about to make history with that. Man, I need a band. I'm going to still do it. If first you don't succeed, try again. Musicians, y'all got more personalities than rappers, man. Let me get into it.
I had a bad sleep the week, bro. They was
baby.
T-Funk's
yes,
gone. Shows?
Okay.
T-Funk's gone.
Okay, I'll pull him on in a minute. Shelly, you don't have to remind
all right,
me.
I was just letting you know. No, I was
everybody
just letting you know because I'm walking outside
no.
away from him is all I'm saying. Like, I'm taking my phone outside.
I have a board. I can see every caller who's on here if I look.
Okay,
man, especially the ones who raise their hand. Okay.
I got a squad in Atlanta. I'm getting them together, bro. Once they get all the way together, they got tour ready. They getting a tour bus and shit together right now. Once they get their shit together,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Hold on. I got to tell you about this tour real quick. Let's make some announcements and we'll start the interviews and stuff. I'm sorry, Main Product. I messed up your name. She's going to get on me. All right. Thank you, Creative Vision. Hold on one second. Let me go to my email. When I was retrieving the music, where's it at? No.
Oh, gee, I'm going to mute myself because I'm around a bunch of kids outside.
Oh, no, you're good.
Okay, just making sure. If you need me to mute me, I will.
Here we go. This came from the Next Level DJ. B.O.B. Where he's going on tour. Y'all know who Bob is, right? B.O.B.?
Hell yeah,
okay.
I know B.O.B.
Yeah.
That nigga be going. Okay. His shit always energetic, live.
And the Next Level DJs are part of that. And I got it. Basically, they tell me what city do I want to pop up, and I said, I'm not sure yet. They said, let us know where you want to pull up. Appreciate that.
That's
all right.
So they're doing a tour.
Yep. A
when
lot
is
of artists
the tour?
Starting tour game. Huh?
When's the tour?
Get the invitation. I don't know. I got to look at it.
Well, I mean, you were announcing it. I was just going to ask when it was.
Hey, Maddie and what's your name? Probably. Is she checking me right now?
Huh?
So, sorry, I'm eating my TV there. So before I bring on P-Funk, tell us a little bit about this man and how you met him, Shelly.
I got you from there. Okay, so I met P-Funk through, I met him through GMG, which is Gangster Music Group. And when I came out to Utah, when we were on tour, when we did the DCMO tour this past May, that's when I met him. And he's got the Breadheads brand, which is out of Salt Lake City, Utah. You
what
can find
that?
Him at P-Funk Elastic. Breadheads brand is his brand. It's like, he's got a mascot named Money Mac, and it's like a face with like emerald eyes and money for a hair. Yeah. Have him tell you.
Okay.
There.
You mentioned the
but
name.
Anyway,
like
that's
know
how
who.
I met him. He's a good dude. I consider him family now, like I do you, OG and Maddie. You know what I'm saying? And Prophet,
well,
too.
I know he's
a Prophet family.
I know he looked after you when you was in Utah, and the rest of the tour came down to L.A. to meet me. I appreciate him. Because when you get
yeah.
sick, remember?
Yeah, him and Mike, they fucking looked after me. Like, he told me, he was like, Shelves, I can see what you can do, so we're going to do some work together. And now I'm down here, and that's what I'm doing. I'm working with his brand.
Shelly's a go-getter, and y'all people of color, she's white. White people will get the door open for you. So is P-Funk, is he white?
I was told that before.
Is he what?
No. You didn't even see. You ask him what he is. He tell you exactly what he is.
Okay.
Some people get technical.
Living in Utah, I was just wondering. Hold on a second.
He's from Chicago.
Salt Lake City. Okay. He wound up in Utah. That's just, like going from hot to cold.
Prophet, what's your Twitter thing, man? Because I've been trying to add you on these things, but what's your Twitter? I forgot. I don't think.
I'll get it. Really? I'll make a new one and I'll put you on it. You know what I mean? I don't fuck around on Twitter like that, but I'll get to it though. If that's your mode.
Yeah, you can get on Twitter, man.
Yeah, that's
anyways,
how I got a hold of you too.
@gmail.com, man. So send me some shit that you like. I can't wait to hear it, actually, man.
Okay, let me look for 801. Okay, I see 801. I think it's around here. That's Utah. That's him.
Yeah.
All right, everybody, mute your mics. I'm going to bring our guests on.
All right.
Oh, that's 602. Wrong person. I'm sorry. Let me mute that person. That's Phoenix. All right, here we go. I keep jumping around that hover over it. Let me use my finger. Here we go. See, I got a touch screen, my laptop, Dell. It's a Dell Inspiron. Costs like $3,000. I use it more than I use the Mac. 801.
Man, shut the fuck up.
Shut up, Matty. 801, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Hey, what's going on? Welcome to Top Star Hip Hop Radio, Power Talk with OG Mac Drama and the squad. As you can tell, our show is not non-scripted. We say exactly what's on our mind, and we don't mean to offend, but we do offend, and that's just the way it is. For those who don't know you, please announce where you're calling in from, who you are,
man,
and more importantly, what do you do?
Man, this is your boy, Pete Falls to Don. That's day one nigga, the last disciple. 7-4, coming out of Salt Lake City, off a specific side of the town, the 84116 Rose Park, located. You know what I'm saying? I rap, I got artwork, and I'm an entrepreneur.
Okay. You said a mouthful. First, I want to ask you about your name. So, Pete Funk to me is one or two things. It means you're a disciple like myself of Parliament, Funkadelic, George Clinton, Sir Knowles, Devoid of Funk, all that. But you're from Chicago, so you're not no Pyru. We call ourselves P-Funk. So how do you get the name P-Funk? I'm curious.
Most definitely. You know, I fuck with the P-Funk gang stuff even out here because, you know, this is close to the West Coast. So we got a lot of the Damus and Pyrus out here. So, you know, P-Funk just came from my older sibling. You know, nigga was always up in that funky P-hole. And one day my sister was like, boy, you know, every time I come around, you smell like that P-Funk, you know, for that old snappy nappy. And it just stuck with a nigga ever since.
That's what's up. So another thing, I heard you got 13 kids. I got 21 kids. Is that true? You got 13?
Yeah. I got 13 proudly.
Children are a blessing, aren't they?
Man, gift from God, man. You know, you hit me on IG, you'll see me with my kids active. They're my whole existence. My hustle, my grind.
And check out, at least with that big number, they are our retirement fund.
At least my daughters, I don't think my sons are going to aid and assist me, but I know my daughters ain't going to fail me when I get old.
Now, mine's the opposite. My sons, I think my daughters, like my oldest daughter, love me death. I can't even borrow a dollar from her. And my youngest daughter, she always got her hand out to me. She just got paid $17,000. Not that I need it, because I got more money than God, but it could have been nice. You want me to buy you something, Poppy? You know what I mean?
Yeah, hell yeah, dog. Let me have to take every damn mic. Give me something I want.
Yep. I wouldn't have took that. I just wanted, you know, to get you. So, now tell me about what you saw in my sister, and I can't call my sister Shelly because one day I'm going to hit it, and my friend Shelly.
Man, Shells, let me tell you something. Shells came through the Lake Town, and they was in disarray, shambles, and unorganized. Yet, I watched, there was a couple brothers from my organizational structure, which is GD Folk, that was a part of that old little camp. So when I'm sitting there seeing them be idle, I got in their ear like, damn, bro, how is this white bitch over here outshining? And I say that with respect. I'm just seeing her get shit done. She's a doer, not a fucking follower, and definitely ain't going to sit back and wait. Now, keep in mind, she ain't even been to the lake town. Yet, she's sticking and moving like she know what the fuck she doing and where the fuck she was going. So I was like, damn.
Yeah, that's Shelly.
I got to fuck with her. So when I seen that, I let them do that thing. There was a couple brothers in that little camp from out of California, and I noticed, you know, every individual is almost waiting for her to get it done. Like I say, she's a doer.
Either get it done or they are to fail, because I didn't see none of them stepping to the plate when she had a little hiccups. She would call me, you know what I mean? I don't like that.
Yeah, almost definitely. So, you know, being a brother of this struggle and knowing that she was leading some of the camp members from my organization, you know, I did what I could for them while they was here. So they know the Lake Town got love for them, and we're going to aid in the system. Because if I was in somebody else's city and you see us out here really trying, why ain't you going to go and direct us in the right direction to give us some help? So it come to any finances or anything they need to smoke on or just go somewhere or needed some direction,
support
was there. So,
yeah,
exactly. But I know Adam and Eve. But once again, it was her drive. And then, you know, you got to be impressed because she's white, but she moving like here, like she's slinging crack. She like she getting
it. Yeah, she's a
hustler. Yeah. So I told her, you know, politely and respectfully, I said, hey, G, if you ever come back out this way, I could really use you to help me further what I got going on and, you know, make my energy.
You broke up.
Man, right now.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
All right. So what got you into music, bro? And thank you for saying that about Shelly. She is a special type of lady.
Oh, yeah.
I clown a lot with her, but I do appreciate her.
Well, what got me into the music, when I got the feds, you know what I'm saying, I had a vision to do other than back into the street, so I didn't have to go back to the pen.
I got
the
music playing in my background. I got to stop it. Now, say that again.
When I got out the feds, you know, my thing was I ain't going to go back to that street life, and I'm going to keep it a buck with you, G. Like,
you said the feds, what you go to prison for?
You know, pushing that work, man.
Like what?
You just playing that card. Come on, man. Push your crack, nigga. You know what niggas do back in the day. I went in 99,
nah,
you know. So I
when I was at the feds, I went in. They tried to get me on some bank robbery and fraud and all that, but they couldn't. There was no more witnesses.
See, you was a smarter brother. If I knew better then, I wouldn't have had crack and shit. I'd have been committing these white-collar crimes so I can get a lot of money with a little bit of time.
I had powder. Do you know, back in those days, a white person who did mostly powder, they could be busted with a kilo, slap on the wrist. A brother gets caught with five rocks, doing 10 years. That's crazy.
Don't get caught with a pistol. And if you got caught with a pistol with it, you look into the elbow on the end of that.
Yeah.
Depending on
25.
In your criminal history.
Well, hey,
but
where did it happen yet? Did you go to Florence?
In California? Yep. No, Colorado. Florence.
Oh, Colorado. Oh, okay.
You think it was an SF gang in Florence? You like Florence.
Bad boys, huh?
You think it was an SF gang in Florence?
Yeah. And then I remember you said Fed, yeah.
But
now,
what I mean, the music was, like, I'm watching all these mumble rappers and brothers that ain't really making no sense really living that life. And, you know, you go to the Feds, you got the best tattoo artists, drawing artists, and some of the most lyrical musicians
you made a mistake to go there, but you come out better because you meet so many experts in crime at the federal prison system.
Man. And seeing these pushing this line with this music, but really ain't got no content, or there just ain't no substance behind what they saying. The beat slapping, it keeps the niggas head knocking, but it ain't nothing that really makes you be like, damn, man, I want to keep carrying this on. So I was like, shit, these niggas could do it and get some millions. I might as well jump in this game and give the game some truth.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, keep talking. I'm trying to get to know you because my sister, well, my friend, I keep saying sister because I'm going to hit it one time, even though she's like a sister. You hear, I'm going to hit that one time. You hear me, right? You know, I went on tour with her, slept in the same bed. She would not give me no kitty, bro. And my name is Mac for a reason. I got 21 kids because I'm a motherfucking Mac. And I do believe in making business.
You're about
to
hustle, though. Hey, she keeps that shit strictly, you know what I'm saying, business. And that's about her when she says she's going to do something, man. She a woman of her motherfucking word, and that's what I – got high respect and admiration about.
I need some someone texted me. I got a lot of lady friends, and they kind of upset that I say I'm going to hit that. Ladies, I'm in the limelight. You cannot expect me to be loyal. Come on now. It's crazy. I guarantee
you
could
be loyal.
Beyonce gets hers. No, not when you're in the limelight because they throw it at you. No,
no.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, you're right. I'm loyal, but not faithful. Yeah, you got it. Thank you, brother. Corrected me on that. Yeah, I'm trying to put your other song in here. So before we listen to your music, if someone was to listen to you, who would they compare you to?
What's up?
If someone was to listen to your music, who, if at all, artists would they compare you to?
Because of my own entity, I'm telling you my true testimony,
like
my
this
story.
Nigga. He's unique.
I don't sound
like
nobody.
Me.
Now, you know, I'm real niggas music. So if you're going to compare me, you're going to compare me to other individuals that got real nigga music, like FaZe, Pac, Nip, E-40. Mm-hmm. Motherfuckers is really spitting that shit. I mean, because, you know, in this genre now, you got some mumble rapping ass clown shit. Then you got some niggas really spitting some substance. I try to tell niggas a dialect of who I am. So the shit that I be speaking about is real fat shit. It's like, it's really my life. And I'm doing it with a poetic rhythmic behind it instead of trying to sound hard. Like, I really live the hard fed. So when you really did it, it ain't really nothing to boast about, if you want to be honest. I don't got to utilize that credibility to try to make me be something. Nigga, I made real choice like real niggas did, stood 10 toes, and guess what? P-Funk ain't never ratted on no nigga. So, my motherfucking resume
let me ask you something. When you touching all those bricks, what was the largest denomination of money did you hold before? Your mommy asking.
Oh, in the dope game?
Yeah.
Oh, nigga, just two, but it was all me. It was all me, no front. And I was coming to your city to get them, L.A.
No, actually, I'll get mine straight from the Colombians. One of my deals.
I didn't have that kind of proof.
I was working with the Toro brothers, you know, the cartel that was against Pablo.
No,
I used to get fronted so much. And sometimes I would fuck up. Like, I got robbed before, you know, or whatever. Or so I would have to ditch something because, you know, it's hot, and they never ask for the money back. They said, it's okay. I was a plug for New Jersey, from New York to Pennsylvania, Ohio, and certain points on the West Coast because I'm black and I'm Latino. You know what I mean? And you know, see, Carlos. Yes, sir. Fluently.
Oh, that's dope.
Bueno, si tú quieres, vamos a hablar. Mira, si tú quieres, vamos a hacer esa entrevista en español, porque si tú quieres, a lo mejor tú no crees que yo hablo español. ¿Me entiendes?
Yeah, see, you was a nigga. You at the end, nigga.
Yeah, I was that nigga. I should help bring shit from Cartagena to Ciudad Juarez. I tell people, we laid the foundation for El Chapo. Because that's when cocaine was king. But that's a different interview. Matter of fact, look at my book. The reason why I asked you that, because I meet a lot of brothers who used to be in the dope game, and I was asked, how much money did you touch? And most of us don't have none of that money because fat, easy come, easy go. I can tell you this. Mansions, cars, travel. You know how these rappers be going and getting tables? Man, come on. That's old news for us. You know how we did it back in the day, man. That's old news. You know, we should buy up the whole club. If y'all ever see the movie, what's it, Scarface? That's it. It really was like that, bro. We had fun.
But
anyway,
see, that's the thing, though. But you see how humble you are about it. Like, you don't need that to certify who you are. Now everything that these dudes rap about, they trying to tell you a story and they trying to make you believe this is what they really are. But niggas have really been in this field and done it. G, come on, man. That ain't even nothing to glorify about because the nigga really did it. Shook them dice, took them chances, laid down
People, let me let my brain. No means to interrupt you. I said this because people say he bragged about being a dope boy. No, but I'm going to tell you something. Like the man said, we were doing it and it was real. Fast forward to now. Motherfuckers will shoot you. There's a 15-year-old kid in Seattle who's listed as a serial killer because he don't fight. He'd rather shoot somebody. 15 years old. Let me tell you something. Back in the dope days, we didn't kill or shoot you until you threatened our money, okay? Our turf, our territory, the supply chain. You know, yeah, it was illegal, illicit affairs, but we protected it. Nowadays, they do the most stupidest shit. And it's never about money. They will kill over a female now. I would say, take her. You do me a favor. I got 20 others waiting for me. You know what I mean? It's crazy. It's crazy. That's why I'm making my point. Back in the day, we did things for a purpose. And folks, don't get mad about the drug game. Your government put cocaine in our hands. Read my uncle Freeway Rick Ross' book. You know what I'm talking about? Freeway Ricky, the real Rick Ross? Okay. How the DEA put drugs in our community so they could fund the Iran-Contra bullshit because they want to bypass Congress and for weapons. Okay? Before segregation, black people had it. That civil rights bullshit wrecked the black families. Drugs really fucked us up. First the heroin, then the drinks, and then the coke. And Roosevelt with that little project shit. Oh, you can get welfare, but your man can't stay with you. You got to fuck up the nucleus black family, okay? And then you put drugs in our hand and criminalize us for selling it. Fast forward. Now it's an epidemic. All these white folks smoking, shooting, and sniffing that meth, going berserk. But it is a health hazard. If I see black people activate these meth-head white folks, they'd be locked up. People of the world, don't get it twisted. We had a black president, but we still got a long road ahead of us here in America. And I'm speaking for the less unfortunate because I got black privilege. These white folks can't. I'd never let them bother me, but every black person is not like me, okay? And they still my people. Actually, we all one people, but y'all made the separation, so it is what it is. I don't mean to preach on me. Get back to you, bro. Forgive me.
No, you're good. Shit. Thing about it, motherfuckers, they're blind to the facts. And mm-hmm. So you got to constantly, I've been saying this all my life, it's time that brothers start constantly drilling this down motherfuckers' heads, constantly reminding them where this really come from. Because, you know, you familiar with the crack law. So when they did that, that was the radical penitentiaries. So you can't let that go. You can't say it enough because brothers got to be reminded. Only we minority considered
in
life.
We
got
still
bad
people in jail behind them draconian laws. I got a homie who just came from prison after they made weed legally. Come on, why don't you drop all the weed charges since y'all made it legal? You know why? Because them prisons fund a lot of white towns' income. We can't have them white people in the poorhouse. God forbid. And
yes,
I'm not anti-white people.
Fuck up,
all my wives are white.
About white people.
That's my manager right there. He's white too.
Shut the fuck up. First of all. Don't ever call Shells a white bitch in the first place.
I didn't say that.
I get what you're saying. No, you didn't say that. Homeboy said that. Second.
He said it with respect, bro.
The point is, I went to jail probably more times than you motherfuckers combined. And third.
Yeah, I know. I've waited for
all of your entire motherfucking family. No, you didn't wait. You left. You left like a little bitch in the car that I rented for us. Man, fuck you.
Well,
you didn't wait for
shit. I knew you were going to call me, but you're free.
Yeah, I had no phone, man. Your charge was down, baby. Charge was down. He's sitting in my hotel I paid for. He's driving around my car around.
Damn straight.
I swear to God.
Yeah.
Fuck you, man. Honestly, fuck
you.
I get what you guys are saying, but at the same time.
I be driving motherfuckers' Bentleys, their motherfucking Bugattis, and living in their $26 million mansion because I'm a big fucking homie. That's right. And they didn't do it, I'd take their shit. Straight up.
All right, boss. Whatever you say, boss.
Straight Mafia. I'm sorry. Hey, real quick to T-Funk. I got a question for you. One more. Are you familiar with the P-Funk All-Stars?
I'm familiar with Mr. George Clinton. That's the Don right there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay, so you are. I was in I got to have a – we're going to have a conversation off here because it resolves around some celebrities, a lot of cocaine, but I'm not going to air no laundry because – and the fact that motherfuckers still got their energy to this day and all that drugs that went through the system. You know what I mean? we got to have a conversation, bro. Well, that's what I want to tell you. So let me finish putting this up in here in a second. Oh, I can say where my glasses at. And Maddie bought my glasses. That's how much she loved me. That's my brother.
Hey, what song are you gonna play?
Go
what song are you gonna? Like, I like I Will Survive. No, I was just asking. Which song are you gonna play? I like all of them, but that's that one that has that little bohemian fucking vibe.
We're gonna play all of
and
them.
And I'm in the rain. Yeah, I already done. I love you, Maddie. I love you, OG Mac Drama. I love you, P-Funk. I love you, Prophet.
Are you hot?
I love you all. Always, every day.
Oh.
As much as possible.
You're in a good mood.
I like my weed, man.
Hey, did you talk to
know.
Kim City, Cairo? Talk to Cairo?
I haven't talked to him since I told him. I asked him about, I said, Matt Drama said to hit him up about his clothes, and he said, you mean they're still here? What you mean? He had a brother.
Oh, no,
that's
I
why he would have sent him by now.
Someone else brought him for me.
Well, then you just need to, I don't know. I told him to hit you up. I don't like doing all that talk back shit. You know how I am.
But
I'm
you're
just
supposed
like,
to. Because I don't talk directly to people.
But I do sometimes, but sometimes it's like if he needs to talk to you, then he can contact you.
He sounds
that's just the way
today.
I feel.
Hey, what are you wearing right now, baby? Nah. hey, P-Funk, so I got your songs loaded up. What song would you, before, pick a song, which one you want to lead off with, and then I'm going to ask you what made you, you know, what inspired you to create that piece.
Play that Till the World Blows.
Okay. And now, you want to talk about before we listen to it or afterwards?
No, we can talk a little about it before.
So first with the title, Till the World Blows. That sounds like something Prince would say. I like that. So what's the title? What's behind that?
Well, anybody that's been somewhere, they know when it comes to GD life, we always say sevenfold to the world blow, which is GD to the world blow.
Oh, so, GD related. Okay, I got you. Sevenfold. To me, sevenfold is Hoover. I forgot GD claimed that number two.
Yeah, I'm quite sure we had it way before, man. GD been in this organization structure goes way back. But we ain't going to litigate on that. It's like Buddy that jumped on there sensitive trying to tell somebody how to talk. All that sensitive stuff don't ride in the streets, you know, just real raw shit. So regardless of where it comes from or what it is, I'm on the GD side. And this comes with my man Hollywood Kilo, Big Oof, Samoan brother, nigga out of Minnesota, and with, you know, like any single organization you come from, there's dissonance from what's inside that structure. There's rats in every hood, bitch-made niggas in every hood. And if you want to be realistic, there's really only a very few really real motherfuckers in a lot of hoods that you know is just diehard, 10 toes.
Yeah, everyone else is cowards running packs. You know what I mean?
They need that comfort. Let it be known, I rock with my folks.
I say this a lot about Cali niggas, especially L.A. niggas. They talk a lot of rah-rah, but you catch them by themselves, they be as humble as apple pie. Now, the ones who know me, I'm not talking about you, but I noticed that.
Yeah, I mean, not just in general, but that is saying L.A., that's where motherfuckers think power comes in numbers, but, bro, like, niggas, y'all, what it is, you stand 10 toes. You can't hide behind a pistol, and you can't run behind a pack, especially if you coming through motherfucking El Reno or one of these transitional pins. somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Man, before
hey,
you
quick.
Anything, and I'll determine level. It ain't about what we are. It's about what we are first, which is men.
And women. You're right. Hey, real quick. Nicole, thank you for shouting me out. Tell me you love me.
What'd you say?
Hey.
I like what you said. What do you say? You can't hide
Hold
behind
on.
A pencil. And no, what do you say? You can't hide behind
Repeat
a pencil.
Repeat what you said.
P-Funk. I like that shit, man. I like that. I like that. That definitely
P-Funk,
should be
what do you say? You
phone.
Can't hide behind
yeah.
a pen and a pencil. What'd you say, bro?
No,
can't
I didn't
hide behind
a pencil,
and you can't run behind a pack. I love that, man. That should be a name of a track, man. Yeah.
All
right. Hey, Nicole, you say you love me, but when I was in Seattle, you didn't pull up. But you did take care of me, so I'm not mad at you, all right? You know what I mean by that. But next time, how I come to your town, and then I'm like, what you doing? I'm driving around with this dude. I mean, I don't play a hate at all, but I expected, you know, you to pull up. But, you know, I had to kick it to some waitress at Esquire, and she came back to my hotel, and then she going to say she wants some money. I said, there's the door. I don't trick. She said, you gave me some money for you, fuck. I said, do you know who I am? Apparently, you should pay for the dick. Anyway, this is Killer World Blows. P-Funk coming. P-Funk the Disciple coming straight out of Chirac,
City,
Utah.
Utah, baby. The last disciple.
Yeah, I like that. I guess I'm the last blood. Mute up.
Can never be 7-4-14 until I D.I.E. I'm fucking with my nigga Keys, now it's double G. From the soda to the shop to the lake you see. You best believe you see that six is blessed up on my chest. The nation's on my back, I carry my folk to the death. Niggas 7-4 until the balls are your niggas wanna get up on the game. Nigga never show P-Funk, Salt Lake, Rose Park is the motherfucking side that I claim. If your niggas change, not me, nigga bang, 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 bang with the six to your block. Nigga know for sure who came through hot. Nigga know about P, I can't stop. If fuck the off, nigga, that's cops. That's the way that it's gonna go. 7-4-14 is GD Nation till it blows, ho. Hey,
gold, just the time in my nigga. The struggle worth it when you finally get the shine in my nigga. Remember pressure turn cold into diamonds, my nigga. And I am what I am, what I'm not, I can never be. Fuck a cop, I am not just a felony. I rock with the melody and profit from selling these CDs. GD, that block shit still into me. This chopper cost 600, I ain't fighting, bitch, I'm letting off. I bet you see me grinding, see me getting off like a bus stop. Play with me, a nigga must not. Gladly send them buck shots and then glad for one of my mug shots.
I'll
rock
with my foes. I'm a hero.
Coming for you, man.
Yo, that is a funky, smooth track, bro. You got bars, you got talent, and you that song pulled me into it, bro. Maddie, what you think? Maddie M.
Hey, I don't mind. I don't mind it. I think that I think it should be more up and down in terms of the flow. But honestly, when he hit the, like when he started rapping fast, man, that was dope. I like that. I like the switch up. I like when he started rapping fast. It was on point. And yeah, but if anything, I would change. It would be like when you flowing, I would go more up and down. But yeah, I liked when you hit that. It changed it up. And I actually would have done that for a smidge at the end of it and then flow it out on it. But yeah, no, don't mind it at all, man.
Cool. I'm actually going to put that on my personal playlist because I don't listen to a lot of music that I play on this radio because it's not all my favorite. But I like that. I like the flow of that. Prophet?
I like the track. I thought it was pretty dope. I agree with Maddie on the rhythm changes. Definitely need to speed it up, slow it down a little bit more, give a different vibe for, you know, the attention span of people
older,
and everything.
It was cool for me, though. I liked it. You know what I mean? I guess it's different.
I'm saying it was
it's a
dope-ass song. The song, the vibe, the melody, the groove, the composition, it's a dope song. I also agree with Maddie in thinking about today's market. You know what I mean? The attention span of today's market. You know what I mean? In aspect of that, I agree with Maddie. As far as
actually,
like,
that's a good point, man. Food. Today's market. You're right. Actually, sorry to interrupt, but you're right about that, man.
Hey, Shelly, what do you think about the song?
As far as something you can put on the ride,
As far
as something you can put on the ride, dude, that shit dope as fuck. You know what I mean? That shit dope, bro. Definitely a cool group. I love the passion, the way you're coming off and spitting your bars. You definitely got something to say, and you definitely got a voice to be able to say it with. You know what I mean? Keep that shit coming, bro. I want to hear more. Definitely somebody I like to fuck with. I know I got some shit for you. Shit that'll
hell
make
yeah.
everybody get in thought with you. You know what I mean? I mean, some real open up, like real open up.
Hey, y'all.
But when y'all hear, like, the majority of my stuff, you'll see the transition. On that one, that harmony came because you hear at the beginning, I said, what I am up in the streets, I can never be. A lot of motherfuckers glorify shit, but see, where I'm at on that video, I'm on North Temple off the 9th West. I'm pulling up on the bike with the sixes on it. Niggas know, like, I'm really that nigga. I don't got to pat myself on the back. I'm a thoroughbred. I'm respected between the Bloods, the Crips, the Northerners, the Southerners. And it's like, nigga, I let these niggas know, like, when I come through, but then I hit them with that shit. Niggas, some folks in the clothes, like, you niggas want to get up on the game. Because then you know
okay,
who I
so
am.
This is what Prophet and I are talking about. See, you know how when you're talking OG, you're talking to all of us, you kind of scream everything? You know what I mean? That should be, you should, like slow it down for a radio show. And second, slow it down a little bit or go higher on, like, the thing, right? Like, we all know you tough as shit, right? We all know. We already figured that out.
Yeah.
But the point is, screaming don't mean shit. The point is, you already, like, threw yourself out there. We all know who you are. The point is, you got to go up and down based on the feeling and based on the situation, right?
And
I think that will definitely help you in your tracks, like, 100%. Like, just knowing the situation, knowing how you feel in the song, right? Like I said, if you're singing about a girl, you go slower. If you're singing about getting shot at, you go harder. Like, that's how things move. But,
yeah,
I mean, like I said, man, just relax and just take it as it is. And I really like that song. Actually, I really did. And you'll know. Anyone will tell you I'm the worst critic on the planet, so I don't mind that track at all, man. And I loved how you hit that shit, man. I really loved how you, like, hit the hard stuff. And the timing on the fast movement was quick and beautiful. And like I said, I would have added another snippet of the ending of it, just like 5 seconds. You know what I mean? Like, I think you got talent, man. And don't push your talent. Don't yell it out. Just soft it out. And people are going to listen because that's what it is. You don't have to claim it. You're already on this show. And that's a good step. And then, yeah, just keep doing it. I can't. Do you not? Yo, OG, do you have another track? I want to hear another track.
Yeah, we get more. I'm going to hear what Shelly has to say. Go ahead, Shelly.
Okay. So I hear what everybody's saying. I like the song. My favorite song, that's not my favorite song he's done. I can see what you're saying, but you got to understand, too, like, these are progression steps, too, that, like, when you hear different songs, you can tell that's a different part of the career he's in, too. And my favorite song is I Will Survive, I think, right? Isn't that the name of I Will Survive?
No, you know everybody.
How many songs do we have? Because we should save that for the last. If he's got three, let's play the middle one first. Or if that's two,
okay.
Then let's play this one.
Real quick, someone hit me up in DM, asked me, who's that on the top Star Hip Hop Instagram standing next to me? We both got that Versace swag on. Well, the one in the turban, that's OG Mac Drummer. That's me. Next to me is none other than Gorgeous Dre. Y'all might remember him from the movie American Pimp. And he got a couple songs up. What y'all don't know is I know him as Andre Taylor. We've been homies since childhood. We grew up together. My brother. You know,
right,
he was at the West Coast Hip Hop Awards.
What talking about, man?
Shut the fuck up. Eat a dick. I can say what the fuck
play
I want.
Play another fucking track, man.
Fucker. Fuck you, Maddie. And the airplane you came in on, nigga. Not boat, because that nigga flies.
Which plane, man? Which plane? A fighter
exactly.
Jet?
Exactly.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, whatever. Bragger. we know you filthy rich.
Yeah, whatever. Go ahead.
Can you survive? What would you do if you lost all your money? Make it back?
Yo, homie, I still got my looks, dude. I can do anything I want, man. Girls love good-looking boys. Remember, Shells, you know this.
She retweeted it.
She said,
Maddie gets all these fine honeys. And he don't get them, but he's sweet to women. He's very sweet to them, you know? He sounds like a player, but he's very sensitive to women.
Yeah, I tell
Maddie,
him, yo,
are
look,
you sweet to
I'm
women?
I'm not
going to
be around.
He is.
Yeah, I tell them, yo, look, I'm gone in like a week. So
he only called them cunts and bitches if they're arguing.
No, Shells, I told you. You retweeted that. I said, yo, a beautiful girl is a dime a dozen. A beautiful boy is one in a million.
Yeah. I know. I got some beautiful boys. I know.
So Maddie, what do I fall under?
You're a pretty attractive boy. And you have, you should see this boy salsa dance, honestly. Like, he gets the girls like crazy. And I'm sitting on the side, like, I don't dance, man. So OG's getting all these girls. But the thing is, like, OG actually, you know, you sound like a dick, but really you're not. I spent a long time with you, man. You've lived with me, like, I would say combined a year, right? Basically a year.
Yep.
In my house, and I stay at your house. Yeah, and you come off tough, but you're pretty good to girls. You actually, and you have a good heart in you. I know you.
Man,
I need a damn fucking shovel for this shit.
I
didn't
talk about
all of
them, but I don't call them bitches. I don't know how to call them out their name.
Shells,
my ex-wife.
I've been around Mac. I know how he is.
No, Shells, I ain't lying. I've seen him, like, I've woken up with him, man. We watched, what is it, OG? Galstar.
He's always got good-looking women beside him.
No, for real. No.
Shit.
No,
I'll be beside him. I know I'm not bad. Shit. So
no,
I know the hot,
I mean,
and he gets, like, hot chicks.
No, I get it, but the point is, OG is actually, at the end of him, he's quite a sweet dude. He has feelings
for his past girls, man. Half these niggas in the street fear me, man. Don't mess with it. Hey, he lying, y'all. I'll kill you and your mama.
I would still fear him. Just like me.
Only if you disrespect me. I'm as happy as... As apple pie, I go from zero to the grave in an instant.
We're fucking killers, man. The point is, we're killers, but we only kill the bad girls, man. We only kill the bad guys. We fucking don't. Yeah. No, for real. That's,
okay.
That's real talk.
All right.
I still remember how me and Maddie met. I thought he was a hitman. We'll talk about that again. Hey, anyway, hey,
that's fine.
My homie, P-Funk, what song you want to go with next?
Which one you got?
I got
Bring
it
in, man.
Never Tell Them, also Billy Idol.
You, which one?
I got the J.P. Billy Idol, and also I'll Never Tell Them.
Do the Never Tell Them so you can save that other one for the last one. That shit.
Yeah,
okay,
for
one.
There we go.
Hey, well, announce it. Go ahead. You bring it on this time. Announce it to the world, man. And we do have a global audience, by the way. Go ahead.
And don't scream it.
He can do what he wants.
This one,
yes.
This one is actually called One Life, and it's a beat I snatched off to redo. It's about the definition of what loyalty is to me. And when I was asked what that was, it was about my kids and changing my life, because if it wasn't for them, I'd still be that nigga in these streets today. So when you hear the introduction of this motherfucker, you know, you're going to understand where this comes from.
All right, let's get it.
I was asked what loyalty was.
What is it, nigga?
I told him, man, my life.
My life
to me is one precious thing I have.
The only thing
so
I
when
got.
I give it up, there's no coming back.
No coming back.
I give you my all.
Everything.
Hey, P-Funk the Don.
You niggas know
Lab
who it is.
Disciple.
Rose Paul.
It's my life, nigga.
One life. I'ma ride for you, I'ma die for you, one life. I'ma ride for you, I'ma die for you, one life.
I got you, baby boy.
I'ma go for you, give it all for you, one life.
They heard one hair on your head, nigga, I'm chipping them.
I'ma ride for you, I'ma die for you, one life.
Cocking this hammer back, knowing I'm about to let it blow.
Let it go.
Mama, forgive me for my ways, but I gotta go.
She's
yelling, think about your kids and what you living for.
I am
by showing them what I'm willing to die for.
Hell
I can't take it no more because of pain inside. Knowing somebody took my brother when he closed his eyes.
Man.
Where I'm going from here, there ain't no coming back.
Coming
you
back.
Let the news report it, I'm just a maniac. If I'm not standing for something, I fall for anything.
If
for a piece of these niggas, I'm killing all they can. And I'ma handle my business, mama, by any means. And putting points on the scoreboard for the deli team. I'm a winner, fuck how bad they say the life I live. I keep my memories alive and please just love my kids. And I apologize for leaving you with all my burdens. But this the only choice I had to stop myself from hurting.
I'ma ride for you, I'ma die for you, one life.
I ain't stopping, nigga, till they kill me.
I'ma ride for you, I'ma die for you, one life.
They gotta knock me back, fuck the cops too.
I'ma go for you, give it all for you, one life.
I only got one life in this world, nigga, and I'ma go hard.
I'ma ride for you, I'ma die for you, one life.
Before my pops passed away, he said protect your brother.
I love you,
and
pop.
Be a good son, make sure to always love your mother.
I will.
He was so proud of the man he seen I grew to be.
He cried
and
to
was
me.
Sad of the dad he should have been for me.
I still love
but
you,
most
though.
Importantly, don't ever let nobody hurt you.
I won't.
To see you in a prison for somebody dirt
I'ma kill him.
And this life that we're living is just a short ride.
Short.
And know for certain, my son, one day we all die.
I'm in the
he
sky.
Passed the joint to me inside and I started to cry. The words he spoke to me embedded was deep in my mind.
Man.
I know when I would be tested through all my tribulations.
Go
and
hard.
The injustice that comes behind the court cases.
The court.
My best friends one day would be my enemy. And
me.
Those that swear that they love me would turn their back on
ain't
me.
No friend of
when
me.
They say that it rain comes, it really pours.
Man.
But know the fact that this world never was really yours.
Fuck this world too, nigga.
I'ma ride for you, I'ma die for you.
My
one
life,
life
in this bitch is like a moment in time, nigga.
I'ma ride for you, I'ma die for
second.
You. One
I'm
life.
Not the first be the last, and the last be the first. A
I'ma
thousand
go
years
for you,
is like a second, and a second is a thousand years,
life.
Niggas.
I'ma ride for you, I'ma die for you. One life.
One life. I'ma die for you. Yo, he got that's a hook stage in your head.
All right, so I know you're going to ask anyways. So, perfectly, well, listen, everything is good on it. It's just, we talked about this. Prophet and I, we already discussed this about your song. It needs more, like, you got to, okay, it's about your kids, right? So, honestly, fucking, like, have tears in your eyes when you're doing it. It's just no... And plus, it's got to be.
Man, this ain't no gimmick. Thousand pardons. This ain't no gimmick. I can only be
no,
me.
No, no, no one
right
said
way.
It was
like Drama said, who do I compare it to? Nobody. If your opinion's your opinion, and that's cool. But you, just, I got to accept you like how who you are. I ain't going to put on no show and no act. I'm almost built like steel from what life is hard
to
me about.
I'm just saying that I think that I like the track, man. And you're right.
See
who,
the video. Check out the
you
video.
You just met me. Who the fuck am I? You're right. The point is, the artist makes their songs, but then you come on the show knowing that you're going to get critiqued. That's the way it is.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway,
constructive criticism.
Well, I got to correct that one part. Maddie is a factor. Maddie is somebody that you want to know in this industry. Trust me.
No, I love it. I'm just saying that.
Man, look, I know
like,
a lot of people.
It's
I know
awesome.
A lot of somebody
just saying,
that's nobody.
It just needs to get remastered, man, because I like the way it is. It's just, it needs to be remastered.
I
it's just got to show more love.
People,
because it's about your kids, right?
And real business is all about relationships. I try to get a relationship with people who can make and move the needle. Maddie's one of them. Go ahead, Maddie. I don't mean to interrupt
no,
you.
No, I don't mean any disrespect, especially a song on
no,
the kids.
No, I don't mean disrespect. He's like me. He
well, no,
what's on his mind.
I don't want to piss anybody off, but at the end of the day, I piss everyone off. That's Maddie. I just piss everyone off.
Nobody pisses
but
me off.
But the point is, I think that like if you had more like just remastered, it would be like that's a hit, man. And plus, like, what's the name of the song again? I forgot.
One Life.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. So, I think Prophet, help me out here, man. Come on. You know what I'm talking
help
about.
Help him, Prophet. Prophet, help him.
No, I love the lyrics, man. I love everything about it. I just wish that it was more like, just like transcending. You know what I mean?
Look,
and
look,
I think
look,
that's your remaster that's doing that.
Maddie is the music critic. Me, long as I like
look,
the beat, I'm happy. Can't say I don't know what this word say anyway.
No,
but
I don't want
to
be critical.
Listen, y'all give Maddie all his credit. I don't know Maddie, right? But Maddie, too, y'all say he is. So, listen, we're going to call Maddie out today on the motherfucking show. Maddie, since he's talking that talk, it's time now with P-Funk, the last motherfucking disciple, for you to walk that walk. I'm pulling up on you, Maddie, right? We're going to get together, and you're going to help me with something that you feel is necessary. So show me. Don't fucking tell me, Maddie. That's what we're going to do.
Hey, yo,
I'm calling you out, Maddie.
I like love.
I'm
going to
call
you
out,
Maddie.
I like that. That's a real nigga, right?
That sounds like. Actually, it sounds like. You know what? That's what I love about you all. Everybody's real in this shit, and I love that shit.
Yeah.
But you know what?
No,
you all
too.
Would love each other. You know what I'm saying? That's what I like. That's all I gotta say.
Real nigga, at the end of the day. Listen, y'all better stop circling left. Maddie's got to now step up to the plate and give me some aid and assistance. So, Maddie, I'm calling you out on this shit, Maddie. Tell me when you're going to be out there, and we gonna get it.
Yo,
and then when we're on that next show,
you're
going to say, P-Funk is right here with me, and this is what we did.
100%.
Yeah,
give me his shit. Give me his shit.
I will.
I love this show. I love this.
It's not
show.
A bad thing. I think it's a great thing. Shit.
Oh,
that's
the way I look at it.
This is going to be a dumb-ass situation.
Let me tell you something about me. OG and I went against R. Kelly, man. You should have heard when we cut up, right?
You know what? I could say some great shit about everybody on this phone. And Prophet, I don't know you that well, but you know, if my people love you, I love you, because that's just the way it is. And I give Mac Drama, like, he's crazy as hell, but I love his ass. I love Mac Drama. I call him MD. I love Maddie. Maddie's crazy as hell, but I love his ass. P-Funk. The Last Disciple, 74. He's crazy. I love
him. I don't even know about that.
You know what I'm saying? So,
well,
I got mad respect for all of you. So just whatever. Everything sounds good to me. Whatever.
Yeah. No, no, no. I mean, I just, yeah.
I know how you mean it in the best way. I know how you are. He don't know how you are. I know how you are. You know what I'm saying? Just like nobody, like nobody knows. I'm the one that intertwines with you all. All I'm saying is that there's very few people that I call real in this world. And three of them I know right now on this line.
Look here. Look here. It's time that you choose up, baby. You dig? Church. Oh, by the way, the tip of all pencils at the West Coast Hip Hop Awards, none other than Fillmore Slim, and he's 87.
Really?
Yep.
87 for real.
Yep.
Wow.
The man got he's so smooth. Like one of my homeboys said, Mac, man, you got all that shit, man. My wife's going to leave me for him. I said, man, he's a professional pimp, Shelly. So you know he knows how to put that right word in the female's ear and make you just walk away with him into the sunset. I mean, because he had my homie's wife just all open. I said, that's my 87
years. I've seen you do that in San Diego.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you know, but I'm nothing like him, though.
Shit. Showing up on the beach with bitches and shit. We got to go. Mac lost Mac Drama since he's like, we lost Mac Drama in Mexico.
Hey, how about when they came across the border and I told them, no, I'm keeping all these bottles. Y'all ain't taking shit, remember?
Yep, you sure did. All that alcohol. You walked right across the border with that shit.
Yo,
after he pulled up in an Uber, Sin City was freaking out, man. He was like, man, you can't leave Mac. I was like, Mac's a grown-ass man. He will get back to where we're at.
OG, remind people that they can't call in 7 minutes.
I have to go see some prostitutes.
Remind them they can't call.
You know,
hurry up, OG.
You know I went to the prostitute's house, right, Shelly?
I know.
Yes. Of course.
I know. That strip club was crazy. Sin City's girl was with us. Did you see her face when I slapped that bitch's ass? She was like, what the hell?
There's about 200 girls dead dancing in there.
Yeah.
But hey, real quick, let's get back to P-Funk and the show. P-Funk, are you still with us?
I'm with you.
Okay, so last one. I can't wait to hear it, man.
This is my favorite.
Yeah.
This called I'll Survive. This is after I got the feds. You know, obviously also after the feds, but this is one of them testaments when the family.
You cut out.
Stood 10 toes.
Yeah, you cut out.
The
Go
so-called
ahead.
Homie.
You cut out.
It dialed in. Hold on a second. Hold on. I got to cancel it out. Okay. No, go ahead, brother. I'm sorry.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is a testament of, you know, me surviving because, you know, it says, worry not for tomorrow, sufficient is the worries of the day. And after, you know, when you get off the feds or when you ain't in the game no more, people don't think out what you were born to be in you. Yet, show these haters, I don't care if I'm illegal or legit, I'm going to still shine and do what I do. And I'm going to survive today. I'm not worried about tomorrow. I'm worried about what I'm doing now. So this one right here, man, my soul bled on this bitch right here. Held that big 6-1 star up at the end of that deck. I'm in Punta Allen, Mexico, shooting this video all off of myself. Man, this is the real shit a nigga ever spoke. What can he kill?
Hey, main product, you don't need, hold on. You don't need no rice. I'm a gangster. We want to drop it, we drop it. You thought about the producer? What are you going to do? If anything, you make a problem making it a big song. Y'all gonna learn, Mac Drama does what the fuck we want to do, man. Don't obey the law. Got out of here. Anyway, hey, y'all, this is OG Mac Drama, Top Star Hip Hop Radio. And kids, don't do as I do, do as I say. It took many years to get to be who I am. Shot 9 times, kidnapped 3 times, and I'm still here. Anyway, real quick. Oh, damn, I'm on the wrong board. Hold on a second. We are interviewing none other than Iraq to Utah to Salt Lake. And, damn.
Yo, what about the last song, man?
Hold on. I'm trying to pull it up, nigga. Like, hold on.
Shit, you slow as fuck, man. You're getting old.
What up, man?
I love you. You know that. Old fucker. Oh, gee, I'm coming down to you, man, soon. I just got this probation get rid of, man. I'll be down soon. You
Maddie,
too, Shell.
I can't wait. I can't wait.
Yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait to meet you in person. Honestly, I'm going to give you the biggest hug. I might break your ribs. Honestly, I can't wait to see you.
I know. I feel the same way. I can't wait. But, like, it's going to just be like, you know, how it is with my people that are real people, man. It's just going to be like I've known you forever because that's how I feel.
Well, there's a reason I fucked back to Canada, man. I got into a lot of trouble. So it's about time that it's almost over, so I'm going to head back down.
Yeah, I know. I know. Where are we meeting up at? We meeting up in Vegas?
Fuck Vegas. We'll meet somewhere else, somewhere cooler. I like Venice Beach. Let's go to Venice Beach, man. I'm gonna buy her.
I was just mentioning Venice Beach today when I was talking to P-Funk earlier. I mentioned Venice Beach. That's a sign.
No, I'm gonna
three times today.
Oh yeah. I'm gonna buy a spot there. Just get me a little spot on the beach right there. Have a good tsunami. Take me out. That'll be perfect when the world ends. It'll be all good.
With great insurance to get it too.
Hey, sorry about that. I kicked myself out the show because we're in overtime now. Well, no, I couldn't call back in. So I'm directly to the system. So I have to use my phone to call in.
I told you to tell people that overtime. Yeah, anyone who's listening, you can't call back after like 9.
Yeah, we got two minutes.
11,
so if you have, it'll tell you the show's over. You know, we're still going on. We keep on ticking.
Yeah.
So
right.
Stay on, stay tuned. Oh, real quick, before we play his last song, I got to make this announcement. You know, like I said, we are global, and I love tooting the horn when it comes to our stats. Now, it just sold out for the summer. I went on vacation, Maddie went on vacation, and Shelly was on the moon. But now we're back, and Prophet wasn't here then. So here we go. At 96.71%, largest share audience, Deutschland über alles. That means Germany overall, Germany. Then followed by the Russians, Chernobyl Tavares. And I'm sorry, Ukrainians, y'all need to chill out and bow down. And
they bow down, bitch.
He's Ukrainian, so he's mad. Y'all need to bow down to the Russians, Maddie. For real, bow the fuck down.
Hey.
Anyway, on to the next.
Go ahead, get going.
And hello to the Queen of England and Russian King's Gone to go England in the building, you know, mate? Oh, that's sound like Australian.
I'm English too, baby.
What is that? Yeah, I don't even think that was like even equivalent to it.
Well, I could talk like this from West Virginia moonshine.
Actually, no, it wasn't. It wasn't bad. That was actually not a bad accent.
After United Kingdom, we got so our top countries are Germany, Russia, United States, United Kingdom, and Maddie, because of you, Canada. Canada's up there now. That's what's up. And, of course, we're all over Latin America, except in where that cocaine comes from, Bolivia. That's messed up. We're all over North Africa and Western Africa and East Africa. Every place in Europe except for